Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific time. But I really didn't say that correctly because starting next week, March 7th, we are moving this show by popular demand to Monday nights at 9:30. Every Monday night, that'll be continuous, 9:30. The NWAC South Fast Break Show will be, and there are many reasons for doing it. We think they're all positive. So starting March 7th, and all the coaches are very happy about this, we're going to Monday night at 9:30, and you should be too as listeners because a lot of you suggested we do it. By the way, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, where I send out a lot of information and retweet a lot of stuff, and I hope you will follow me. But I love following all these guys on this show, four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. We got a special treat coming up tonight at the end of the show, by the way. But right now, it's always a treat to talk to this guy, Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And, Trevor, I'm going to ask everybody right off the bat. I did this 6 weeks ago, and I said I would do it for sure on our show that was right after the regular season ended. What kind of letter grade would you give your team for the 15-16 regular season?
Well, good evening, Greg. Thanks for having me on again. You know what? I don't really like the question, so I will say I'm going to give my team an A because they always showed up. They always competed. Some people are going to – maybe some of the other coaches or some of the listeners are thinking, well, how can you do that? Or you know, it's based on record. Well, that's not what I'm basing it on. I'm basing it on a group of young men who came together as a team, were there working hard, getting better, going to college. So at our level, it's not always based on wins and losses. So it, and you know, that's what I said when I guess I don't like the question. I'm saying that I'm going to base it on a lot of different factors. And, sure. And with all those factors, I'm going to give my group an A because I really loved working with them, appreciated their effort and their coachability and how they competed every day and every game. So that was really fun to coach them.
Trevor, let me ask you this question in a little different way, but I'm still going to ask all the other three the question because I like that question myself. But how do you kind of this every year look at the same thing that you want to accomplish both off and on the court? Is it every year, or does that dramatically change from team to team?
Well, I think a lot of the same goal, you know, it's easy to have the same goal of hey, you know, we're going to compete for a conference championship and you know, make the NWAC tournament. You know, I think those are things that we always talk about and that we always are striving for, you know, and we're always striving for academic excellence with that and helping our guys, you know, matriculate to four-year colleges and universities and get, you know, whatever type of degree or certificate they're trying to do. So, you know, there's some academic goals out there. There's some, you know, some basketball goals, you know, and they're, you know, they have some personal goals that guys talk about too. And so, you know, there's a lot of them, but a lot of them, you know, each year pretty much are the same, but I would say, you know, there's some small things that might change year in and year out.
Trevor, for a long period of time, if you were just arriving in the state of Oregon, then you looked at the basketball history, if you said that you'd beat Clackamas in league play twice, you play them twice same year, you probably think that's pretty darn good. Is it safe to say the season on the court was up and down, but those two victories were pretty special, but you couldn't parlay them at times into more victories?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this since last summer about how tough and how good the NWAC South is, and I think that's just an example of it. We played Clackamas tough two games, and we played some other people tough, but you know, maybe didn't beat them. All those games are just so dang hard and tough and close, and we were in so many of them, and you know, for, you know, different plays or different things that happen, you know, we just come up a little bit short. But I think that shows how balanced our league was that, you know, a lot of everybody could, you know, on any given night really beat anybody. And it did happen a few times.
Outside of your own team, Trevor, which I know you've obviously talked fondly of, did again tonight. I think that's tremendous. One player, who was the best player you played against in the NWAC South region? I think that's kind of interesting.
We only get one. Man, there was one on every team. I was going to name off a couple there. I'm stopping myself. I thought Brian Berg was really good at Clark. He's just a tough player, a tough guard. Yeah. And, you know, I could name somebody on Clackamas and Lane and then Shemekita and Umpqua. But, you know, I'll say, you know, you said I could only name one. So I'll say Berg from Clark. He was a tough guard.
Yeah. Well, I like that. That's a very good choice. He's an outstanding basketball player and has a bright future. Would you agree with most people in the NWAC that the worst coach this year in the league was Bruce Chavka? Would that be on your plate?
That would not be. Man, he does a great job there. And, you know, he's got his team ready, and he's going to be playing next week. So he's doing a lot of things right. So, I think he's going to have a great game. It sounds like he's heading up to Highline. And I know he's going to have his team ready to take those guys on up there to start the tournament off.
He said, set you up beautifully for that, but, you know, no follow-through on that one. Okay, Trevor,
right.
What's up for you this week? What do you got to do basketball-wise? People always like that as well.
Sure, you know, we've already had an end-of-the-year team meeting. We've been having some individual meetings, both with freshmen and sophomores, and mapping out some things for them. And, we're going to give our guys a little bit of break from basketball, but we've been doing a lot of meetings here the last couple days. And then we're going to try to get out and see some high school games here, you know, in the next few days too, with some high school playoffs starting up here in Oregon. And, you know, we're lucky enough that the 3A tournament is down here, played at Marshfield, and some of the games are played at North Bend High School. So that's kind of cool that I actually don't have to travel somewhere to see a couple games and so get out and see some high school talent and, get out on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, I guess you'd call him the neighbor there right across the street where I work at a fabulous place, Adventist Medical Center, PAA. They beat Harrisburg. They're in that thing. They won on the road. That's terrific. So you'll see them this week.
Yeah, they made it again. I think they've been down here a few years, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it very is. Speaking of cool, you're a very cool person, a very knowledgeable coach, outstanding, and a great person as well. And you lead us off in a terrific manner each week. And we'll talk to you again on next Monday night. How about that?
That sounds great. Thanks for the kind words, and I really appreciate the show and looking forward to the move on Monday night. We'll talk to you then.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And now let's swing over to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. You know, it's kind of like climbing Mount Everest, Bruce. Do you finally have an opponent this Saturday?
We have an opponent, and what's that old saying, with friends like you, I don't need any more enemies or something like that. Throwing me under the bus, I love it. Glad to be here with you. Yeah, I was at the Northwest Christian NAIA game tonight. They played Warner Pack for the Cascade Tournament Championship, and so I was scrambling to get outside. I didn't have cell service in there, but I had texting service, and my buddy was at the Highline Tacoma game, and he was texting me, and I think it went into double overtime, he said. So we are headed to Des Moines, Washington, and play Highline Community College, which was a weird situation, but we're happy we finally have an opponent. We've been waiting and waiting, so it's good stuff. I got to make great hotel reservations.
Definitely not over,
but in the morning.
Yeah, that will be quite an opponent. Your season is not over, but I like to do this each year, and I said I'd do it, and the listeners bug me about things when I promise I do them and I don't do them. As far as the regular season, what grade would you give your team?
Why don't I just turn the question on you and say, when the season's over, you ask me that again. Let's do that, okay?
Well, you know what? Still... I don't let you off that easy.
Yeah, I'm not going to give us a grade. I'm not going to give you a grade. My season's not over yet. I'm not going to jinx us. I'm highly superstitious. So what's the next question you got for me?
Next question is, who was the best player that you thought you played against in the Southern region, not a member of your own team?
You know, there was quite a few. I can't really pick one. I mean, I think there were some really good players this year. I mean, there was, you know, talented group of guys and, you know, really good teams, made their teams tick in different ways. It was, I think you look at the NWAC South league records, you know, and then you look at some other NWAC regions, and, you know, it was a dogfight for us, you know. And any given night, anybody can beat anybody, and that really happened, you know. I'm not just saying that to be coy or anything, but Southern Region was a bear for everybody this year, you know. There was a lot of good games, tight games, a lot of good players. So there was quite a few good players. I don't think I can just pick one. You told me maybe to pick the top four, I'd give you four, but not just one.
All right, I'll throw another question here. How about playing against Highline? What do you know about them? I know you just got them as an opponent tonight, thanks to some unusual circumstances. What do you know? And, are you a guy that are you a Chip Kelly guy that doesn't worry too much about the opponent, or do you like to study the opponent?
You know, I love studying the opponent. The big thing is making sure that the student-athletes can get a grasp of what the opponent does, and that's not always the case. But, yeah, I love watching film. My assistant does a great job of breaking down the film for us also, Tyler Hollingsworth. But I think the key is trying to make sure that the student-athletes, the players, figure out, hey, this is what we're trying to do, this is what they do, here's the game plan. And I think a lot of times, in my experience, less is more. You know, if you can get maybe one or two good concepts across that they understand and try to execute, and that's always a good thing. And Highline's it's going to be a great challenge for us on the road at their place, and get to stay the night before and see how the Lane Titans respond. But I term them, you know, they're a zone team defensively, and they're nowhere near Syracuse status, but that's sort of what they remind me of. They run a zone, and they're real long, and they like to trap out of the zone, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a great challenge for us to get on the road and sort of see what we're made of. And, I anticipate our team, having a good showing and competing all the way to the end, and let the chips fall where they may.
And is this the ultimate pressure? During the regular season, you always got a chance to recover. In this game, loser out, winner advances.
Yeah, it's a great challenge, like I said. I think with this group of guys, the pressure lies in us playing hard. That's the pressure with us. There's been a few games this year I think we've lost six games where maybe we didn't quite play as well or play up to snuff and play hard. I think with this group, we're a high-energy group, but sometimes it's a detriment to us, but it's also makes us go. So it's a fine line with us. If we can make sure that we're, you know, playing with high energy, competing, playing hard, and being smart on smart, I think that's where our pressure lies. And, you know, we try to preach and teach not to look at the blue monster, as we like to call it, and worry more about what we have to take care of. So, you know, no more added pressure than normal. I'm not one of those guys that, you know, tries to do that to our young people. We're trying to take care of our business and have a little bit of a scout for them and preach and teach more about defending, rebounding, you know, competing, being high energy guys. So hopefully next time I talk to you that we'll accomplish that and look forward to the next week. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Very good, Bruce. And next time you talk to me, it won't be Tuesday night. It'll be next Monday night, our brand new time, 9:30. Same time, different day, Monday, 9:30, best at Highline. And I want to be talking to you about a victory. Nothing else.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you changed the show to Monday. I'm very grateful for that. So I appreciate it.
I'm getting a big, huge response from our listeners, too. So I'm happy about it, too. And I appreciate all you guys cooperating with it. Good night, Bruce.
And thanks.
We'll talk to you again
good
next
night.
Monday night at 9:30. That's Bruce Jobka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. Now let's go to Tony Broaddus, outstanding basketball coach. Long time in the state of Oregon, has won a state high school championship and has also won the NWAC championship. Tony, how you doing tonight?
Greg, I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me. Still haven't recovered from the reality of being done with our season. No way did I expect us to be out this early, but it is what it is, and, you know, you can only stay hurt for so long, I guess. But, yeah, we're moving along, and congratulations to the teams and the coaches that are continuing their season.
Yeah, Tony, you had an up-and-down year. You had a good team. You had some key injuries. You fought through them. You had some great games, some fabulous close games, some of the best I saw all year, but it just come up a little short. What letter grade would you give your team for this year?
Well, that's always tough because they competed hard, you know. So for effort, I'd give them a B+, A minus for effort. You know, they fought and worked hard and came to practice every day. We didn't have any of that stuff of guys trying to get out of practicing. But in terms of overall execution on the court, you know, it'd have to be in the low C area. You know, we got better as the year went on. But, you know, it was just tough. We came out and won the championship of the crossover in Yakima, then got in league and didn't do so well, got some injuries. So I'd say about a C-, D+. We just didn't have any outside shooting. We needed outside shooting, and we just didn't hit the long ball enough to keep teams out of zones and that kind of stuff. But it was a good season. We still had a winning year. I think we were 15-10 overall, 8-8 in the toughest conference in the NWAC. We still have our heads up high.
Yeah, and I agree. Very well said there, Tony. Tony, did you ever think you and I have been going at this a long time, way before this show, did you ever think we'd be coming on March 1st of 2016 and every coach in the country is saying, oh, I got to have a shooter. I got to have a shooter. As much basketball as people play, shooting has not been good at times.
It really hasn't. It's an art that is slowly dwindling, but maybe with the Steph Curry and the Klay Thompson success, it'll come back. But, you know, everybody wants to shake and bake and cross over. But you need some compliments to that, and you got to have some guys that can just stick the outside shot. It's crucial to win games. I really believe that.
Tony, what besides shooting, I know you're itching probably to get the 16-17 start right now. To get in the playoffs and compete for another NWAC championship, besides finding a shooter, what else is needed from your team?
Well, you know, we've got a really good nucleus coming back. We've got three freshmen that were outstanding, Darrell Nelson, Andre McCallum, KJ Bosco. They all won some awards this past weekend at our coaches' meeting. So we're going to come back strong. We've got some more size coming. We've just got to be able to win games down the stretch. I think that the personnel will be there in terms of talent. But, you know, you got to be able to make the plays late in games to pull out victories, which we kind of struggled to do this year. So, to me, it's just poised down a stretch, and I guess maybe I'll have to put them in more situational type things in practice early in the year so that when it comes down to those last 3 or 4 minutes, we're the one making the plays.
Tony, you know, I know there's so many good players in the NWAC South. I understand that, the entire NWAC, but was there one player that just grabbed your eye this year that you thought was the best player you competed against?
You know, it was our conference again was loaded, but that kid, that Lane, Usama Zaid, to me, he's the best player I've seen. And, you know, and I can look back at Bryce White at Portland State a couple years back was phenomenal. Brendan Westendorf had a phenomenal, really good career. But Usama Zaid, this guy can shoot it. His handle is nice. He's a great defender. He anticipates well. He gets steals. He's the best guy I've seen.
Very good. Thanks for answering that, Tony. And I have a final question for you. What's going to transpire for you and PCC Panthers in the next couple weeks? I know you're going to be probably watching a lot of basketball.
No doubt. We're on our recruiting trail, you know, trying to lock in some guys. We'll get it to more. And one thing about it, when you're done early like this, you get to see a lot more playoff games than you would see if you were still playing. So we'll do that. We'll get our banquet going. And then apparently Cliff has got some spring league that he's going to run this year that's NWAC sanctioned, and we're excited to play in that as well. So a lot's on the horizon, starting with recruiting and then our team banquet, which is always a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yes, and it's wonderful to have you on this program from day one, Tony. I appreciate it. And we'll see you out at these games, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night. And thanks for adjusting on that as well. That's going to be fun to move to Monday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, except when Monday night football kicks in, but that might be a little bit of a challenge, but let's make it happen. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Yeah, Monday night football will be over by that time, though, each night, so we'll be in really good shape. Thank you, Tony, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday night. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College. Now let's go to Clackamas Community College and talk to their outstanding assistant coach, a person I really admire, Brian Stamm, and filling in for Cliff Wagner tonight, who's a little under the weather, but Cliff never gets too far under the weather, right, Brian?
No, he'll bounce back and be rip-roaring and ready to go for this weekend as we prepare for our playoff game.
Brian, if I could get you to talk maybe a little closer to the phone or get a little closer, that would be great. Let me ask you, you didn't finish well on Saturday against Chemeketa. That caused you to finish in second place. Now you're going to face a very tough Whatcom team. But at home, it's going to be a great game Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, Whatcom had a strong finish to their season. They finished third in the North, but they won 7 out of their last 9 to make a push at the playoffs. And watching them on film, you know, they do a lot of things well, but they definitely are beatable. And so we're focused on them, but we're also focused on us and what we need to do to correct a couple of mistakes that we made in the last couple games of the season that cost us the league championship.
and, you know, move forward now that we're in the tournament and survive in advance.
Brian, let me ask you, is it safe to say, in watching a lot of your games this year, when you didn't perform the way you needed to, one of the real keys was really costly and not real bright turnovers?
Yeah, turnovers were definitely something that hurt us this season. And the games that we were able to protect the ball, we did perform better and normally, you know, won those games. And especially those games that came right down to the wire, even some that we won, we had too many turnovers. You know, we won at Clark last week in overtime, 116-114. But you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game, it's like, geez, 27 turnovers. You got to correct that and move forward. But the good news is we have had high turnover games like that we've been able to overcome. And hopefully we can just cut that number down, you know, in these playoff games.
You've already is there any meaning to the fact you've already played Whatcom once this year and were defeated by them? Does that mean anything, or is that so long ago you just throw that out?
You know, it's so long ago that both teams have made so many strides and are so different at this point and maybe have different rotations and everything. But at the same time, having played somebody, seeing them in person, you know, sized up with man-to-man, it gives our kids a little bit of an advantage to know kind of, you know, a tendency or something that they picked up the first time they played to be able to prepare them for this second game.
Brian, in my opinion, this is the ultimate pressure, and there's no way getting around it. A loser out, winner advances, not like the NBA playoffs where you get a chance to come back the next game unless you're playing the final game of a series. But it causes the cream to rise to the top at the same time.
It does. And, you know, and I love tournament time. You know, ever since I was a kid, I always followed my high school team growing up and going and watching them play down the stretch and just that atmosphere and following them to the state tournament. And, you know, there's something special about March and March Madness, and the fact that we get to be a part of that is just super special. And that survive and advance mentality that, you know, every game could be the last game and every game's the most important game.
Brian, to your strong credit, you're always talking to me about the NWAC. You were a true NWAC junkie, and I say that with the highest form of praise. Who, in your opinion, was the best player in the Southern region that Clackamas played against this year?
Like everybody else said tonight, I think, you know, everybody had a good player that you had to kind of tailor your defense to and really key on and make sure that you limited them from having a big night. So, you know, I think it really goes team by team, but I would say, you know, the best overall player was Brian Berg from Clark. You know, we did a really good job holding him down the first time when he was on fire, and the second time he let us have it, I think with a little bit of revenge.
Very good. Brian, I will see you on Saturday. It still is a 5:00 game, correct?
5 p.m. start at Clackamas Community College. All the free parking you could imagine. Easiest college to find right off of Highway 213. Love to see some people out and support the Cougars as we take on the Whatcom Orca Whales.
Absolutely. And if you can't get to Clackamas, get out and see an NWAC game. Great job tonight, Brian. I'm honored to know you and see you all the time and talk basketball and life, and it's just great. And we'll catch you on Saturday night. I will definitely be there. Thank you, listeners. Don't forget that we will move to Monday night starting March 7th at 9:30. Everyone loves this move, so we're excited about it. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.